Man, thanks, man. No, he's right. He is exactly right. And you know what it comes down to? I mean, if you think about it, in fact, Newt Gingrich, I think, said it best. Let's see if we have time. Let's go to cut number three. Newt Gingrich, the Dems are reduced to smearing GOP Senate candidates early and often. Listen to Newt Gingrich last night on Hannity.
The smearing, the slandering is so over the top. I know you lived it yourself when you were speaker, but they're doing it early. Will it be effective? Will that overcome the state of the economy, the state of our borders, America's position in the world?
No. Look, if you've got a Biden-Kelly ticket in Arizona where Kelly could not get a single additional Border Patrol agent, but did vote for 87,000 more IRS agents. If you have a candidate like Fetterman, who is totally for releasing murderers, and a Biden-Fetterman ticket in Pennsylvania,
And well,
go
you
down
forgot,
across
wait,
the whole country.
you forgot legalizing heroin. That's important. Safe shooting
Well,
zones.
I think it's fair to say that I'm fair, it's fair to say you think of something radical, Fetterman's for it. Although currently he's hiding, I think he just turned down a KDKA debate. The fact is that Fetterman represents, may well be the most radical candidate in the Democratic Party this year for the U.S. Senate.
He is
And I think
hiding.
Oz is
He
going to
is
beat him
campaigned.
because Pennsylvania is not a radical state.
Newt Gingrich, smart guy, knows his politics. And really, that's what the Democrats have decided to do. They're just going to smear all of us deplorables. You know, now it's semi-fascist. That's the latest rhetoric from no less than the president of the United States. That's how bad it's gotten. And it's going to continue to get worse. Coming up on our next hour, all of us are concerned about health care and our health care system. And you know what? You can have the greatest doctors, but if you can't get in to see them, or the copays are too much, the deductibles are too much, if we can't get in to see our doctor, our family doctor or specialist, or it takes us 3 or 4 weeks to get in and get an appointment, then there's something wrong. A guy that knows where all the bones are buried, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group. We're going to find out what's ahead for 2023. I believe it's going to be a lot of changes. Yeah. Stay where you are. And by the way, he's also the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. We'll talk some politics, too, with Pat Casale. Gates McGavick will give us the national perspective after 2 o'clock. So stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Mississippi's capital city grappling with multiple water problems. There's too much on the ground after heavy rainfall of past week and not enough safe water coming through the pipes for people to use. Derek Emerson, owner of Walker's Drive-In, a Jackson restaurant, says that after coming out of a two-year pandemic, the water problems make everything a little more challenging.
Now we're dealing with the water issues. So for the last, I guess, 5 or 6 weeks, we've been on a boil water notice, which costs us about $250 to $300 a day with ice, sodas, sweet and unsweet tea. We're not even doing coffee right now.
The city of 150,000 under that boil water notice because the health department found cloudy water that could cause digestive problems. Also at townhall.com, Mikhail Gorbachev, who steered the Soviet breakup, has died after a long illness at 91.
Gorbachev had set out to revitalize the Soviet Union, but ended up unleashing forces that led to the collapse of communism. Though in power less than 7 years, the changes included helping to end decades of East-West nuclear confrontation. In time, his reforms resulted in the collapse of the authoritarian Soviet state and the freeing of Eastern European nations from Russian domination. President Joe Biden says in a statement, the result of the Gorbachev era was a safer world and greater freedom for millions of people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. life expectancy dropped for the second consecutive year in 2021 to 76.1 years, falling by nearly a year from 2020. CDC officials blame COVID-19 for about half the decline in 2021. At Wall Street, the Dow is down 259 points, the NASDAQ off 66. For a close. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month. A savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercial.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do, I'm serious, right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, July saw the highest number of visitors since the beginning of the pandemic. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority reports nearly 3.5 million visitors came to Las Vegas last month, including 307,000 convention attendees. The visitor numbers were up 5.7% over July of last year and the highest since January of 2020. Hotel occupancy in Las Vegas averaged 83% in July, with the weekend occupancy exceeding 91%. The kicking cowgirl Vegas Vicky is being celebrated with a new beer. Vegas Vicky Neon Blonde Beer is being brewed by Abel Baker Brewing in the Arts District, which is named for the first two atomic tests which happened at the atomic test site back in 1951. The crisp, clean, easy-drinking lager will be available at Vegas Vicky's Cocktail Lounge in Circa downtown Las Vegas. The beer officially launches tomorrow night from 5 to 7 with the tasting at Vegas Vicky's. There's an extreme heat warning in effect through Sunday. Minimize your outdoor activities during the heat of the day. Protect yourself. Drink lots of water, sunscreen, and wear a hat. It's 106 degrees right now.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We're seeing heavy congestion on Interstate 15 through that construction zone. Southbound at Spring Mountain, also northbound at Tropicana. There's no HOV lane availability until the middle of September there on the 15, both directions between Tropicana and Warm Springs.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is always up there among the issues that resonate most among voters here in Nevada, and that is our healthcare system. It is ever-changing. It's getting more expensive, it seems, every year, regardless of who's in power. And joining us now, a guy that knows all about it, he is Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, and he's also the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. We are just under 10 weeks to go until Election Day. And Pat, it's always good to have you on. How you been, my friend?
I just got back to town. I went to visit my family. I was in New Jersey, in New York. I went to Saratoga. It's been a great time.
And now it's back to work.
Yeah, and actually we're coming back a little earlier. We got a lot to do right now. We got to really roll up our sleeves and make it happen.
In the final 10 weeks, what is your sense of what is going to move this election, in particular here in the state of Nevada?
I think right now, I think that you're looking at a governor that's going to be, there's going to be a change. I really think Lombardo is going to pull off the victory. It's not easy to beat an incumbent, but I think circumstances prevail. I think he'll get a chance. And then we give him 4 years, and if he does, we believe he'll do, then we'll reelect him. And I think we're going to see some congressional seats flip over. I think Sam Peters is in a very good position to be victorious. I think Robertson could upset Titus. I think, I can't think of her name.
April Becker.
Oh, April Becker, thank you. I think she's going to, I think we're going to sweep the board. I think all four congressional seats are going to go our way. As far as the Senate seat's concerned, I have concerns. I mean, I think Adam's got to start getting his name out there more because you're not seeing much advertising. And I got to tell you, man, he's getting his butt whipped by Masto. Her commercials are brutal.
Well, they are. And she was on early and often trying to define Adam Laxalt as somebody that was controlled by big oil, whose past is checkered in some way. And they threw all this stuff out there hoping something will stick. And that race, he was leading at one point. I don't know if he's leading now. Have you seen any polling of late?
The most recent poll I've seen, he's down about 3.5%.
Okay. And again, that's the margin of error right there.
Right.
And again, these polls are snapshots and nothing more. Let me just ask you, though, as far as the gubernatorial race, What is going to define that race? Is this going to be a moratorium on whether Steve Sisolak did a good or bad job during the pandemic?
I would think Steve Sisolak's situation has been brought in, coming into play. I also think the other issue out there is that the possibility of taxation is on the table. And I think that with Sisolak in office, that Nevadans are looking at tax changes. So I think that's going to hurt him. I think that's going to help. It'll help our situation. And the only problem I have right now in the state of Nevada is the fact that we have to stop, as you always talk about, the infighting. But I don't think it's infighting. I think finally we're starting to realize there were a lot of people who claimed to be Republican that really aren't. And so, like Joey Gilbert, I don't understand what he's doing. He's not helping the cause. And I think personally, his political career in Nevada is destroyed. And you look at all these idiots that are going to endorse, you know, Aaron Ford. How could you endorse Aaron Ford over Seagal, who, by the way, if she's not a bulldog, who is?
Yeah, she's an amazing, amazing public servant. Let me just ask you, though. To me, the gubernatorial race with Sisolak and Sheriff Joe, it's rather obvious to me that this is a race that's there for Republicans to take. The big question is, will they? What is your sense of where that race is right now?
Well, I personally think it's a toss-up. There, it's a couple percentage points based on the polls. I think whoever's advising Joe should be fired because they don't let Joe get out there and mingle like he should. I think Joe needs, and Laxalt's the same way. They need to go to these places and be seen and interact with the fellow Republicans to show the world who they really are and gain the support. Because, you know, let's be honest, you have this Gilbert militia out there doing their thing. So what I think is going to happen is when you look at the job that's been done by Sisolak, I think it's been a flaw. It's been a major flaw. I mean, everything he's done has been wrong for the community. Now he's getting active. All of a sudden, now he cares about the people. You know, this is the guy that changed his phone number. You can't get near him, et cetera, and so on. At one time, he was a blue dog, just like Joe Biden was going to bring people together. And I think what happened with Sisolak is people are divided. Same thing with Masto and everything. There's a great opportunity for us to sweep the board and do really well. I would say these consultants are doing wrong by not allowing Joe Lombardo to be seen and touched and talked to by the constituents. And the same could be said about Laxalt. Laxalt, when I see him get interviewed, his dad is incorrect. Who's ever giving him the information is stupid. And if they're listening, I fire you all because you're giving him the wrong information and you're going to cost us a race.
Again, Pat Casal joining us. He is the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. Can you give me a state of the party? And I'll give you as much time as you want, but is the party, talking about the county, united at this point?
I think the county is doing really well. I think we're coming together. I think all of our candidates we support that are running, we're going to embrace what's going on in the state, and we're going to basically blackball, so to speak. It's a bad word to use, but we're going to eliminate these people that are all clowns that are just not consistent, and now we find out who they really are, and we'll go from there. I mean, you know, there's a lot of good candidates. We have a legitimate chance to create a lot of noise and be very successful. Now what we got to do is we got to embrace it. Now my goal, I got to talk to Marsha Blackburn. You're the first one to hear this. Not even the county party chairman knows what I'm going to tell you. Marsha Blackburn's office reached out to me. I'm trying to bring her in to do a promotion to basically embrace the candidates and get them elected. We have a chance to turn this around, and I'm going to have all our local, our three county congressional seats. I want them to be there. Marsha Blackburn will pump up the crowd. We'll try to raise a few bucks. Maybe we can help a few of these candidates win. I know there's a lot of things where we got people in our county knocking on doors for other people running for office. I don't know if we overturn Nevada in Carson City, but if we can have the congressional seats, the gubernatorial race go our way, you know, the treasurer, the lieutenant governor on down, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, when you talk to Marsha Blackburn, you tell her I said hi. I knew her during my time in Nashville working in talk radio there and had her on all the time when she was a House member. And she is absolutely priceless. She is a wonderful, wonderful human being. From a financial standpoint, everything okay with the county party? I know there have been times when the county party was close to insolvency, but those things have turned around for the most part. Can you give me a sense of where you are there?
Kevin, I'm gonna share this with you because I was treasurer when we were, you know, robbing from Peter to pay Paul, so to speak, or playing musical chairs with who are we going to pay first. We have money in the bank. The county party, for the first time in the last 10 years, is very solvent. We have no debt. We have an office out in Green Valley. It's beautiful. We are cohabitating with the state and the RNC. They're picking up the tab for us, so we have no expenses there. We are going in the right direction. I see it that way. Where it goes from here long term, I don't know. We could surely use donors, obviously. The one thing about the donors in the state of Nevada, they're stingy. They don't like to cross. You know, they don't reach in their pocket. But in some cases, we have a lot of people who are very supportive with their time. Unfortunately, can't spend time, so we need to start raising some more money. But we have close to $20,000 in the bank without any hassles. Our debt is minimal at best. You know, very little, very minimal, and we're doing very well. We'll have a meeting come up in September. So, I mean, I think we're doing pretty good. We need to communicate better, I would say. If there was one area for improvement, it would be communications to the community, et cetera. But I'm excited. And again, this is going to be by osmosis that our party succeeds, because I think the elected officials that have been dealing with everything for the last 2 to 4 years have shown the world that they have failed, not only in Nevada, but on a national level. I think you're going to be very surprised. Nationally, I think we're going to – I know there's a lot of talk about how our power in the Congress is not there. But right now, I think I still think we're going to pick up 50 or 60 seats. I'm pretty confident. As far as the Senate's concerned, if Adam can win – let me say this. If Adam does win, we will take back the Senate, and I'll tell you why. In Georgia, Walker's within a 1.5-2% right now. He was down 9-10 points about 3-4 weeks ago. I think the Fetterman race is tighter than people can imagine. I think Vance is going to win. Kelly, I don't know. And I think Johnson wins. If that's the case, we're at 52. If we get the Senate and we get the Congress, I agree with Mitch McConnell, we're going to make our president moderate. The problem I have with McConnell is, if you listen to him speak a week ago, he's talking about weak candidates. And my thing is, if you're the leader of the party, what are you doing about bringing in better candidates? You could sit there, bitch, moan, and grumble. What have you done to make us a better party? And that really is what it comes down to. You know, Chairman McDonald is busting his behind. If he got paid by the mile, if he got paid by the mile, 20 cents a mile for all the traveling he does, he'd be making serious money.
Wow. Wow. Again, joining us, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group and the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. I want you to put on your healthcare hat, because the ever-changing healthcare system is probably going to change some more in 2023. Can you give us what you know is going to be happening at the turn of the year, and maybe just maybe what we might be able to expect in 2023?
Well, number one, the Medicare coffers are about to get leaner, because at the end of this year, everybody's supposed to be coming off the Medicare ranks. So, for example, there are a lot of people on Medicare that technically shouldn't be on Medicare, but they're getting free insurance. Well, those people are going to go from free to $500 or $800 a month for their family, depending on the size. That's going to be an interesting scenario. Our out-of-pockets are going to be rising from $8,700 to $9,100 this year on average. That's the high. That's the new limit. I'm expecting rates to go up on a sliding scale, anywhere from 3 to 12%, depending on the vendor. Remember, carriers can't recoup losses. So if this year, if they're tight and they're getting by, if next year they don't raise the rates appropriately and they lose money, they can't recover. They get beat up and they lose. And I can tell you right now, the new bill that's on the table, you know, this new inflation bill, where, oh, my God, seniors are going to be able to get better deals on prescriptions. Can you explain to me why it's not till 2025? We had a bill on the table for 2022 for the top 25 drugs. In 2024, we added another 25. That bill must have died somewhere. And now we're going to have to wait till 2025 when the seniors in America need that savings now. I don't understand why the federal government hasn't taken in consideration to use the VA as a negotiating arm for senior citizens because they got great rates on their prescriptions. And this is where I tried to help Laxalt's team, but they don't respond. So if they don't respond and he loses, then they can blame themselves. I mean, that's the big problem there.
What has Congress been doing then? I mean, if none of this stuff takes place till 2025, you know, we always talk about, well, things are going to be changing in January of next year. But yet nobody ever does anything about it. Nobody can ever stop something. Nobody can ever change something to make it more user-friendly, to make it more customer-friendly.
The problem in Washington, in American politics, we are a divided country. You know that and I know that, right? You're talking about a situation at hand where it's strictly partisanship. This current bill that just got signed into law is a one-sided bill. The Republicans are not embracing, not even one Republican. It's amazing. They call it bipartisan if one person jumps on. Well, we have nobody. It's totally a partisan bill. I mean, the trillions of dollars we're spending, we're gonna do this deal for college loans. That's one-sided. It's a bad move. Our debt ratio is increasing by the trillions. And then when I listen to people talk about, the Republicans only help the billionaires. No, that's actually not true. Right now, if you look at what's going on, the billionaires are about to become trillionaires because of all these deals that they're getting that's getting thrown at their feet. And when you look at the student loan deal, maybe it's time for the government to say, you know what, universities, you can't overcharge for these kids going to school. Maybe that's where they need to start, because the schools are making all the money and they're the biggest donors to the Democrats. So when every time a bill gets passed, the Democrats are lining their pockets with more money because their party of donors ends up reaping the benefit, and they end up flushing some of that money their way, and we end up in a jackpot. And that's reality. So when you come back to your point, in Washington, you have a two-party system, and the Democrats do it their way, the Republicans are doing it their way, and the American people are in the middle saying, I'm screwed.
By the way, this just in from the LA Times 1 minute ago, state officials there are issuing a flex alert asking Californians to voluntarily limit their use of electricity from 4 to 9 p.m. 4 to 9 p.m. this afternoon.
Wait, we've had a great summer. Wait till that's going to become the norm. How about the Northeast right now? Have you heard that they're at 50% capacity for heating oil, for heating fuel?
Wow.
For homes? Well, now what are they going to do? Let me tell you right now, it's an interesting point. The election's in November. If winter comes early in the Northeast, guess who's going to be screaming? The voters.
Just in time for the election.
Absolutely. Healthcare is November 1st. Guess what that means? The voters are going to find out that their insurance isn't so good. The reason they extended the Medicaid till the first of the year, Kevin, is because if all those people fall off the coffers right now, they're going to be pissed off.
Yeah. Big time, big time, big time. Pat, if folks want to know more about their health insurance, because it is going to be changing a lot when we get to the first of the year, coverages are going to be changing. Where can people go? How can they find you? How can they reach out to you?
Give us a call, 702-396-9449. And the prompts will be there. I'm number one. There's Kirsten. There's Michelle. You can talk to any one of us. We're here to help. We're going to be doing seminars. I'm going to plan on doing some seminars here at the office. We can do a Zoom meeting, or people could come in, and 8, 9, 10 people could come in, ask questions to figure out what's going on. And we're going to try to make it really convenient and easy for people to understand what the benefit options are. The thing that people have to realize is there's a lot of people out there selling insurance or saying it's insurance, but it's not. And they're buying these products because they're cheaper. And when it turns out to use it, they're not getting care. So they really need to give us a call, because we will sell them a qualified health plan. And again, we don't cost them a penny over and above what they pay for the premium. The insurance company pays us a fee, not the consumer.
I love that. I love that about your industry, that the consumer, it's not going to cost them a dime. Your advice doesn't cost them a dime. Pat, always good to visit with you. Give us that phone number one more time.
702-396-9449. 702-396-9449. Call us anytime.
Thank you, my friend. We'll do it again. Be safe out there.
Thank you.
There you go, Pat Casal, the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party and the owner of the MultiCare Group. Google them. Reach out to them. I can just about promise you that they'll...